the ones that you're interested in.
Alberto Rey is spending part of a warm, sunny afternoon encouraging kids in an art project at the Mazur Museum.
You're just going to pick whatever you want, and then you're going to paint whatever you want. Whatever, you know, any parts of any kind of fish that you're interested in.
Dylan, an elementary school student participating in this drop-in activity, has decided to paint a fish that reminds him of a catfish.
A round bullhead. When I saw its whiskers and its body, I knew I could draw it.
It was at a similar age when Ray was not developing his own artistic talents, but leaving Cuba with his family. They gained political asylum in Mexico in 1963. 2 years later, they moved to Miami.
Looking back, you realize how difficult life was for my parents, you know, starting over here in the States.
Coming out of the starting over process was when Ray, a current artist in residence at the Mazur Museum, discovered fishing. A real passion for the sport didn't develop until about 13 years ago, with an interest in fly fishing. The style involves an angling method in which an artificial fly is used to catch fish.
I couldn't get enough of it and read everything, and luckily I live on a steelhead stream. It's a stream that has large trout, so I'm out there just about every day during the season.
His painting began with abstract work and later shifted to realistic imagery. Having majored in biology during his college years, Ray eventually switched to art.
I enjoyed fly fishing and fishing and the biology of it all. I thought that this was a natural route to take.
After some international travel in the late 1980s, he became a professor at State University of New York, Fredonia, where he has taught for over 20 years. Ray eventually began bringing biological awareness to his work in painting fish in natural environments. He says he made the decision in part because of a trip to his native Cuba in 1998. After 35 years since leaving the island nation, it was an emotional journey as he visited relatives and toured some locations from his early childhood.
When I came back, it was exhausting. It was, you know, the highest highs and the lowest lows. And in life, you really don't experience that as much. You know, you do have, you know, exhilarating days, and you have days that things happen, but, you know, to have that all in one trip was, you know, just very memorable.
He describes the work of his current series as biological regionalism. An artist goes out and captures images of the wilderness just a few miles from a city, then creates art that shares those pure natural scenes so close to home.
It's just to make them a little bit more aware and maybe hopefully make them a bit more curious and not only appreciate what they have, but hopefully maybe even go out and experience it a little bit more.
Ray is working towards such a collection here in Monroe, which he anticipates presenting this November. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.